Shalom, everybody, and welcome to this week's 5-Minute Update, where we examine the news from the previous week and correlate it to significant Bible prophecies of the end of days, where we focus on the prophecies of the nations to divide the land of Israel, Joel chapter 3, verse 2, and the city of Jerusalem, Zechariah in chapter 14, verse 2, which will result in the judgment of the nations, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3, wherein there will be war between the nations and there will be worldwide economic collapse. What will happen as a result of these things is the world will restructure into one world government, one world currency, and all of this is for the purpose of the God of Israel gathering and uniting the 12 tribes of Israel, wherein He will be glorified. Before we actually read the articles for the past week, I would like to share with you an update regarding Mark. He is now out of rehab, and he is in the process of him and his family moving to Maine, wherein he's received an offer to be taken care of there as he recovers. And this involves mainly elements and aspects of physical therapy. So while we are very thankful to the God of Israel that Mark is no longer in the hospital or in a rehab facility, Mark is still a while away to resuming his normal activities and, of course, being able to go back to work. And so it may take multiple months before this can be the case. And so somebody is going to be overseeing Mark and helping him in his full recovery. And because this will take multiple months, Mark is going to remain with his family. And so we want to thank you once again for all of you guys who have offered prayers for Mark, because he is a living miracle. And we also thank you so much for your financial support. It has been tremendous and a real encouragement and blessing to Mark. And so if you would like to continue to support Mark in his recovery and the large medical bills that he has from this, and him and his wife being off work at this time, then we would highly encourage you to continue to support, as you have been doing, Mark on a monthly basis until he can be fully recovered. Next, I'd like to remind you about the November the 7th through the 18th trip to Israel being co-hosted by myself and Monty Judah. And if you would like a brochure of information regarding that, please write in to Hebraic Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 81, Strasburg, Ohio. Strasburg is S-T-R-A-S-B-U-R-G. The zip code is 44680. Also on the Hebraic Heritage website, we have banners there where you can click on the tour and it will give you information about it, and it will allow you to fill out information online as well if you prefer to show your interest in going on the tour online. And would like to let you know that there will be those from the congregation who will be going on this Israel trip. So this would be a wonderful opportunity for you to not only visit Israel, but you can go to Israel with the Beit Yaakov family as well. Exactly who will be going, we can let you know at a later date, but there are going to be several people from the congregation who will be going to Israel. So please pray about going, because we would love to have you come with us. And so if you've never been to Israel, well, you need to go. It changes your life. And as we know, ultimately, that is the destination that we are called to go in the days and the times in which we are living as we see tribulation events unfold. And if you've already been to Israel, maybe you haven't seen Israel from a Hebraic perspective. So we encourage you to pray about it and see if you're able to go with us. Once again, the dates are November the 7th through the 18th. Well, let's begin looking at this week's articles. And the articles focus on sharing with you the current status of the peace process. Then we got a couple articles regarding Iran, and then one regarding the world economy. Our first article from Haaretz, April the 15th. The headline reads, U.S. President Barack Obama says to French President Sarkozy that he will keep up pressure on Israel and the Palestinians. The article reads, U.S. President Barack Obama has told French President Nicolas Sarkozy that he is determined to keep the pressure on Israel and the